When Ronald Reagan was elected president in November 1980, he hoped to defy an unusually grim circumstance of that office. In the seven previous even-numbered decades, every U.S. president had died in office, four times from assassins' bullets. A few months later, on March 30, 1981, as President Reagan strolled outside the Washington Hilton Hotel, he nearly met the same fate.
Here is a news bulletin from the RKO Radio Network. This just in, shots have reportedly been fired as President Reagan left the Washington Hilton Hotel this afternoon. White House officials say the president was not hit, but there are reports that three people were wounded by gunfire. Correspondent Joe Ewald was there when the shooting happened.
It was a quick series of explosions sounding like firecrackers. At that moment, President Reagan was getting in his limousine. He was pushed on into the back seat by one of the Secret Service agents. Right after that, there was a scuffle, agents and policemen swarming around the man with a gun. They surged back toward where I was standing near one of the doors of the hotel. They quickly subdued him, wrestled him to the ground, and then put him in a police car. I looked back toward where the president had been. There were three men lying on the ground. You could see them bleeding.
Reagan was shot by a young man named John Hinckley Jr., who'd become obsessed by movie actress Jodie Foster and had imagined that she would be impressed if he murdered the president. Opening fire with a .22 caliber pistol, he wounded a local police officer, a Secret Service agent, and most seriously, Reagan's press secretary, James Brady. Later that afternoon, all three major networks even reported that Brady had died.
A report that the White House news secretary is dead. The president survives an assassination attempt. I'm Bob Morrison. That report, however, denied by the White House.
As far as the report about Jim Brady, it is untrue. And he is in serious condition.
And that is Larry Speaks, the deputy news secretary, denying reports that said James Brady, the White House news secretary, was dead following an assassination attempt today. President Reagan remains in surgery at a Washington, D.C. hospital, George Washington University Hospital.
But James Brady survived his wounds. So did President Reagan, who impressed the nation with his grace and humor while recovering in the hospital, and who went on to serve two full terms as president. John Hinckley successfully argued an insanity plea and was immediately remanded to a high-security psychiatric hospital for an indeterminate term. James Brady suffered brain damage due to the gunshot wound he sustained to the head. He and his wife went on to successfully lobby for legislation that severely restricts the access and use of the type of handguns that had nearly cost him his life.